happy Tuesday to each and every one of you who are listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims live today here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download a free app on any electronic device and search WWGH. Now, you know where your app store is, right? In your Play Store on any electronic device. Just go search for TuneIn and download and search WWGH. Or you can call in, except for today. This will be a phone live broadcast today. But any other time, please mark down this phone number, 740-383-9944. Excuse me. We are 53 days into the new year. You know, sometimes it feels like it's going kind of fast and then it kind of seems to settle down. We'll take it, whatever it's doing right now. We'll be thankful that we are still in the land of the living. We're still able to praise the Lord or thank God for our many, many blessings that we cannot number, right? All right, now let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logosChristianMinistries.com. Please mark your calendars. For April, free produce will begin at Logos Christian Ministries April the 16th of this year. It will begin on the third Saturday of every month, 12 noon until 2 p.m. We also have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. Owner, Cheryl Lee, phone number 740-262-0939, and they are located in LaRue, Ohio. I also like to start my show off with a thought for today. This thought is titled, Keep It Simple. And we're going to try to do that today, is Keep It Simple. Not only that, I'm going to try to make this a note in my intellect. Instead of going through long, drawn-out explanations or jumping in one rabbit hole and can't get out. And I think sometimes we make conversation and communication too complex, too wordy. Well, we can just keep it simple. And it words like this. With so many choices and decisions, so many demands from people and events in our modern, fast-changing world, it's a real challenge to keep it simple. Making it simple means making things easy and clear. Sometimes I pray for the Lord to give me the tongue of the learned. That way I can speak more precisely and people can understand where I'm going. Because it's so easy to get tongue-tied when you're speaking out loud on the radio. Even, you know, general conversation, it can be the same. The magic wand to wave over your life is planning and prioritizing. Make plans, long and short term, and then prioritize. Then practice taking one thing at a time so you can have one thought at a time with some space before you have to have your next thought. But don't get attached to your plans or priorities. Be flexible, easy, and yet focused, clear. And in this way, you can teach yourself to think simply and act simply. One thought at a time, at your own pace, in your own space, a simple life is a contented life. Now, I have to bring this to the forefront because I'm the person, and maybe you are one of the persons I'm talking about, who starts out their day, and I know I've talked about this before, with one thought in mind, and when I start to focus on that one thought, something else always seems to pop up in my mind, right? Like, I forgot my earrings this morning, so I go back to the bedroom, look for my earrings. But when I get to the bedroom, I don't even know what I'm looking for. So I go back, try to regain my thoughts. Okay, what was I looking for? Get halfway down the hallway, right? I look in the mirror. Oh, my earrings. So I go back and get my earrings. If we could just keep one thought at a time on our mind, do you think we would be a genius or something? Is your life that simple, or is it that easy for you to keep one thought at a time? I honestly find it a struggle. I just really do. Maybe it's because there's just so many things to do on a day. And you may have a doctor's appointment, or you may need to get gas in your car before you're even able to get out on the road, you know. What am I going to wear today? How am I going to wear my hair today? Is it cold enough for a heavy coat, or do I need on a jacket? Should I wear my boots, or should I just wear tennis shoes? Or maybe I should just put on some flats to cover my feet. All these decisions we have to make, and I know it's nothing new, right? We make decisions every day, but I'm just trying to find out how to keep it simple with one thought on my mind at a time. And if someone knows the secret to that, please share that with me at any time. It could be today, it could be when I'm on again. I'll be on again tomorrow. You could call in 740-383-9944. I'll be on at 2 o'clock tomorrow, A Voice of a People, live with Linda Sims, and Daisy Wade will be my guest tomorrow. She will be doing End Time Mysteries Revealed. Someone please tell me how to keep your thoughts simple and how to carry out one thought at a time. I've tried it so many times to just try to focus on one thing. Well, let me focus on this first and complete this task, then I can think about another task. So, I can say in a way I'm kind of at a loss for words because I have not been able to do that effectively. Now, I've tried it and really focused, and I may have been able to accomplish it a time or two, but to be able to do that every day, it's a struggle. I don't know how many of you have that struggle, but it's a struggle for me. I would have to, like, repeat it over and over out loud until I get to where I'm going and what I'm going to get. Now, that works. But just to be thinking, okay? So many things pass across my mind that I may have forgotten to do, and that will take my focus off what I'm doing. You know, it will take my focus off, or just any little thing. Just any little thing. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Let us help one another, and maybe we can teach one another how to focus on one thing at a time until we complete that task without being bogged down with something else on your mind that needs to be completed also. Wow. I don't know, but I have been praying this. Lord, help me keep my mind. Help me to keep my mind. I do not want to lose my mind. And, you know, you hear about people losing their mind, driving places, and they forget where they're even going. I know there's a sickness for that, but I'm praying against that sickness. I do not want that to come up on me or any of you who may be listening. We're going to ask the Lord to cover our mind with His blood, His precious blood, and to heal us of anything that may be taking us that way, and to help us, to give us a tongue of the learned, and to help us stay focused on one thing at a time until we complete it. You agree with me on that? Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because I know I'm not alone. I'm not the only one struggling with this. And, I thank God for that. That way I don't feel like I'm a stranger or an alien, here on a different planet. And I'm just here all by myself. But I don't think I have that to worry about. My guest today is Whitney Gurman. Whitney is a woman, lady, who wear many, 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 many hats. She is, one, a social justice educator who supports community members with knowledge to engage in meaningful dialogue. She is also a DEI specialist, which I will have her try to explain exactly what that is when she does call in today. And also, I'm going to ask her about setting boundaries. She had something on her website about setting boundaries, and that's not an easy thing to do either. Because sometimes you set boundaries to a way, and I know you can't always say yes with people, but sometimes you be rude. You be rude to other people. Maybe they did cross a boundary, but it's not like you have to be rude. It's nice to be kind, right? It's okay to be kind, even if someone crossed your boundaries or make a suggestion to you and they may not like it or whatever, but let's learn to be kind to other people and speak kindly to them. Yeah. Because everyone doesn't know your boundaries, nor is it always at the top and foremost of their mind, even if they know that you have one. So now my call is coming in. Hello, Whitney.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Despite the rain, the weather feels great. The temperature I'm trying to enjoy before the snow moves in.
Another.
How are you
on
this Tuesday?
I'm doing okay, doing well. Thank you for asking.
Absolutely. Have you already talked about how today is 2-2-2-2-2?
No, but I did have that written down, but I did not get to it. It was surely written down. Strange, huh?
It is so strange. I read somewhere online that this won't happen for another hundreds of years, and I was looking up the meaning of two, and it represents partnership and collaboration. I just thought that was really suitable for today.
Yes, it is. Well, thank you for doing my homework for me.
No problem.
Really, I was just talking about the thought for today was keep it simple, right? And be focused on one thing at a time. If someone could teach me how to do that, I would be a genius, I think. If I could just focus on one thing until I complete it. How are you about doing that?
I'm not great either. I feel like I always have a million things on my mind, but I do notice that when I'm keeping it simple and doing one thing at a time, I'm more grounded. I feel more effective at my work. I just always have to return back to that place over and over again because it's not easy for me.
It's not easy for me either. I opened up the lines. Anybody know the secret to that? Please give me a call and help me and whoever else is listening that's struggling with that. So, Whitney, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. That's right. And Happy Black History Month.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So, how I did give a little bit about you being a social justice educator and how you support community members with knowledge to engage in meaningful dialogue, and the fact that you are a DEI specialist. Could you tell us what that DEI stands for?
Yeah, it's a big word. It means diversity, equity, and inclusion. So Many of us know what diversity is. It's when there's lots of different types of people in the room, and diversity meaning difference, and so it's about having everyone represented, but inclusion is taking it the extra step to ensure that people feel welcome and have a sense of belonging in that room.
Mm-hmm.
And then equity really helps us think about fairness and justice and who's deserving of what. So, fancy title, but something that we all kind of strive to practice every day.
Amen. That is so true. We do try to focus on that every day. And with this being Black History Month, I know your schedule must be kind of busy.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about the number two and the unity piece, because in Delaware, we put on a program for Black History Month. There's programs all month long, actually, through the Delaware African American Heritage Council, and you can like them on Facebook. All the events are online and live stream, which I love because I don't have to leave the house. I can stay safe. I can be with my family, and you can watch on replay. But this month we did, and you know, every February since 2019, the council has done a workshop on allyship during Black History Month. And so I was thinking about that number two and unity and collaboration and partnership and why it's so important that all of us work together for racial equity, even after Black History Month ends.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That is not just 1 month.
Are you optimistic?
Yeah. I always have been like, yeah. And it's sad sometimes that we have to set aside a month to even get any people included in this. You know, like you said, if we could just do it every day. We live together, right?
Absolutely. It should be more than one-time commitment. And I think it was Audre Lorde who said, the revolution is not a one-time event. You know, it's ongoing every day, waking up to do the work.
Yes. Life goes on every day. You got to get up, wash your face, get dressed, get out there and do what you do every day, right?
Absolutely. And that was kind of our call to action through last Tuesday's event, was thinking about the history of multiracial collaboration. To advance racial justice. Tamika Vinson Reed is our chair, and she provided a really great context for kind of the history of organizing with Black Americans, White Americans, Latinos. She gave examples from the NAACP being founded by white progressives. The Black Panther Party recruited poor white people, mm-hmm, at one point to join their efforts to mobilize. And I think it just kind of speaks to this idea that it takes all of us. And in the last year or more, it's been so divisive and good versus bad and Black Lives Matter versus Blue Lives Matter, and how maybe moving forward in 2022 we can anchor on these ideas of collaboration and partnership, especially in small communities like Marion and Delaware, where it really will take some heavy lifting.
Right, it does. And you know, I don't know if it's always a secret about how these Black organizations get funded, and it's like all of a sudden people don't realize that white people are behind it. They're the ones, mm-hmm, who fund these organizations, and then it's like, beat us down because it's for us and we're trying to be a part of it and trying to find purpose.
That's really interesting to think about. It makes me think of the work that's being done by the Black Business Council around economic empowerment,
mm-hmm,
and I'm not engaged in that work, but I know the people that are, and so I know it's probably having great outcomes. But it makes me think of what you said, is the role that white people can play in investing their resources, whether that's time or financial contribution.
Right, right. And I don't know if people understand this or not, but if it had not been for white people having empathy for Blacks, we wouldn't have never had the NAACP, maybe. You know what I mean? or Black Lives Matter, maybe, you know, and they wanted to, like, stigmatize the young lady who was heading it up, saying that she was a lesbian and no, the church didn't want to get behind it and all that kind of stuff. And it, did it really matter about that? Doesn't our lives matter?
It's interesting that you bring that up around, like, when do white people join the movement? Because it reminds me of Derek Bell's work, and he describes interest convergence theory, which basically describes how we can only advance civil liberties.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have historically only been advanced when white people see it to be of their interest, which doesn't seem very fair to me, but it does raise questions to me around how do we get white people to see that it's in their interest to advance racial justice?
Yes.
And that was kind of part of the conversation last week. Through Delaware African American Heritage Council, particularly calling out white women, how they might see it's in their best interest to advance this work for their families, their children, their communities.
Right, right. I agree with you on that. And sometimes I wonder, how do we get so divided? It just seems like all of a sudden, maybe, 10, 20 years ago when President Obama got elected, we was all on one accord, it seemed like, and then all of a sudden, it just kind of blew up, you know what I mean? Like, everybody started taking their separate corners and things like that, and then it really got worse after our last president. And
Yeah,
it just really did, you know. I mean, I'm not saying he didn't do some good things, but that really got off the Richter scale, and which kind of threw us back.
Yeah, I'm always interested to speak to people that are older than me around, like, historically, has it been this divisive, or is it getting worse? And I think with social media and technology, as great as it is, I mean, it organized so much in the summer of 2020, it also, there's so much power that is really subtle and invisible to us, and how algorithms on the internet are designed to get more engagement when it's divisive. And so, like, we're getting rewarded at a really subconscious level when we engage in this us versus them. And in some ways, we're biologically designed that way. We're primed for us versus them. But I think we would be better off if we looked at the last year and realized interdependence is what keeps us surviving. It's what helped us get through the pandemic and what will continue to help us throughout the years to come is when we start kind of dissolving that fault line between us versus them.
Right. You know, it kind of seems like the Lord will throw a wrench in it, things just to kind of bring people together.
Please, like, no more wrenches.
Like COVID, right? But, you know, it brought us kind of together in a way, you know. It was about survival and looking out for one another, wearing our mask and possibly getting the vaccine. And it kind of makes you think about Christmas time when everybody's smiling and getting along and saying Merry Christmas, you know. Don't know you, but always something nice or a beautiful smile or just people getting along, you know. Just people getting along.
Wow. And I think at the micro level, like, I see so much of that, and it gives me so much hope and encouragement. Mm-hmm. I think of, like, my own neighborhood and the kind of care that we've received from our neighbors during this time, and kind of the mutual aid we share between child care and swapping dinners and pet sitting. And I've seen it, you know, in Marion, too, since I've been with Extension since 2017. Prior to that, I was at Marion City Schools. But people working together to advance the common good, I think that's really inspiring.
It is inspiring.
Hopeful.
Yes, very hopeful. And you know, it's the only way we're going to make it.
Yeah.
Some type of peace or some type of togetherness or some kind of inclusion, just, you know, getting along. Because, you know, there are so many other things going on in the world today that I want to say that may bring us together even more so. You know, I think about Russia and what they're doing, and I said, oh God, we do not want that type of war. Not the United States or Russia. Oh no. But you never know what may happen, you know, to bring people together. I really appreciate you and the work that you do in Marian Voices, because you collaborate around African Americans, and not just African Americans only, but you include other people and other races and diversities and things like that. One of your excursions you were talking about on your page was Reflections, Strategy of How to Win and Make People Over or Change Social Justice, whether we should slow down or and you were talking, I think you also was talking about a class that you were doing, and you mentioned Christ on the Cross, of how you felt about this class and what you were doing. Do you remember what that was?
Yeah. So often I receive feedback from others that I need to slow down and I'm going too quickly for most people, and I need to change the way I speak and interact and talk. And I've really internalized these messages over the years. I mean, they were messages I received when I was a young child because I had a speech disability. But even as I'm thinking about my gender and women, we're not supposed to create waves or create conflict or be too loud and boisterous. And me and you, I know we're defying that. But sometimes those messages still come to surface in my adult life. And When I bring those experiences to my work around diversity, equity, and inclusion, it often reminds me of those childhood messages. And so I've been thinking a lot about how not to believe them, how I can do this great work just by being myself, and not everyone will keep up. Some people are way ahead of me. But we each have our own pace, and I think too often we're pacing around people that aren't the ones that are most affected by the outcomes that we want to achieve. And so I want my pace to be that of the community and less on who's the financial investor or who's my employer, who's the stakeholder, but really being aligned to the pace of, in this case, it was young people who they are like so quick to learn. And I shared on the OC Extension Facebook page about some of the work that they're doing around creativity and iPads and social justice. And it's just so enlightening to be around, and it's really empowering for me personally and professionally.
That's good. That is so good, and I agree with you. We can't always work at other people's pace. Time is moving, and it doesn't slow down for anyone, you know, and sometimes you slow down, and some people still won't jump on board, you know?
Yeah.
That's true. That is so true. They just won't, so what are we supposed to do? Just stop?
Yeah, absolutely. It's like all this constriction that we have to do to our own body to like slow it down or speed it up. And I think innately we just need to trust ourselves. And I've been listening more and more to what my body is telling me. You know, for example, today I was driving to Columbus and I had a program to facilitate, and it was raining so hard I couldn't see. The roads were starting to get flooded. I was going down Olentangy River Road, so it was really wet down there. But I just knew I had to stop, that I didn't feel safe, and it may disappoint the person I plan to meet, but it's just this work has given me more appreciation for my own life.
Amen.
And that's what social justice is about, is sustaining life. Not yes. working ourselves too hard, taking time to rest, honoring our needs, and caring for each other.
Yes, absolutely. That was so beautifully said.
Thanks.
Yeah, because we have to start to learn listening to our bodies and our intuition. Because I think intuition comes from God, and He's just trying to warn us, you know, of certain things. So that's what I believe about intuition, you know. So good thing you slowed down and you weren't comfortable, so you knew to slow down where you could be comfortable. And I think there's a time and place for all those things to happen. Yes, absolutely. So that's also about setting boundaries. I did get a little bit off your Facebook page about setting boundaries. And you had mentioned a couple of things about saying yes all the times and how to minimize your emotions. And that's not always easy to do either, is it?
No, not at all. I think this might also be Audre Lorde, who I've quoted a lot today, but she talks about how many of us have been taught to be suspect of our bodies and been vilified by them. And I think that's true with our emotions, our body sensations, our thoughts. And so we tend to override them. Mm-hmm. And we tend to believe whatever someone else says is best for me, is that's what I'll apply to myself. And yet our body might be resisting that. And so for me, like, experiencing boundaries or saying yes or no is a way that I practice being attuned to my body or to your intuition or being attuned to God or spirit, is a realignment back to purpose.
Right. That's good. That's good. Because, you know...
Easier said than done.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just said easier said than done.
Yeah, it is. Just like thought for today, right? Keep it simple.
That's right. That's such a good time.
Yeah, not so easily done, but yeah, we're going to work on that, Whitney, okay?
I think we can, and you're right. Like, I love that that's today's message, because it's keep it simple. Like, keep your attention on your body and your mind and your spirit, and all those other things get taken care of. You know, that's how we can be grounded in this work, whether we're working for racial justice or we're in the workplace or we're in a conflict, you know, keeping it simple and clearing out all those voices or messages or should or shouldn't, or, you know, just focusing, turning right. inward.
Right, right. I do have to ask you this question. How is Isa teaching you to grow up, your daughter?
Oh, man. Oh, man, that's such a good question. Her name is actually pronounced Issa.
Issa. Oh. And I'm going to start putting an E on there.
Issa means strong-willed.
Oh, okay.
And we also discovered German means warrior.
Ooh.
So Issa is a strong-willed warrior.
Okay.
Gosh, she teaches me to grow up. She, in so many ways... you know, I tend to be somewhat overly accountable to her and wanting to overly please her. And that is telling me so much about, like, where's that coming from? Issa's not expecting me to be like that. Where's that really stemming from? But she also teaches me kindness and forgiveness.
Aww.
Because she is just so loving and... you know, all these for and against binaries, good and bad, she cuts right through that and sees people for who they are and just is constantly challenging me to do the same thing.
Isn't that great?
She's amazing. She went with us to city council and helped Tamika receive the proclamation for Black History Month. She's been so engaged, and I'm just really so proud of her.
I'm proud of you, Mom. You know, the Bible says, raise up a child in the way they should go, and when they get old, they will not depart, you know, so you're doing a good thing, a great thing.
I appreciate that. That feels good, because, you know, I think one thing I don't often talk about is my mom has passed away. She passed away in 2016. And so carrying this legacy on without that kind of elder and that support can be really challenging. And so surrounding her by strong women is really important to me. And it feels good for myself to also be surrounded by people like you that can give me a pat on the back and remind me not to give up.
We all need that pat on the back. You're welcome. You're so welcome for that. So we do have like a few more minutes left. What new excursions are you on at the present or looking forward to being on in the future?
Oh, man. So I like to be on excursions. I feel good. Like, I love being with young people because I can play and I can be a kid, and people that know me really well know that I'm super goofy. And so I'm looking for those opportunities to play and to have fun with others. I'm looking for opportunities to engage in some of this work around healing. I offer a program on social resiliency and trauma-informed approach. And I've definitely offered a lot more of that this past year, but looking for more partners and Marion that want to add that to their organization or offer that to the community. And this summer will bring us more opportunities, too, to repeat Dream Keepers, to engage in other kinds of social justice work, and to keep on with the young people. I was just so fortunate this past year to work with Olivia Davis at Harding High School and her students on a social impact challenge. And we look forward to doing more of that kind of work together in 2022.
Okay. So your year is filled up with excursions and things to look forward to, and while you're focusing on making things simple and keeping your boundaries set, right?
Exactly. But I would encourage people to reach out to me, anytime, because I love collaborations. I love getting to know people. I really love building community and not being so isolated here and on the computer here in Delaware, but really just staying in touch with everyone.
Yes, I try to also, you know, with my show, you know, I might not have people on a lot, you know, but because there's like 52 weeks in a year, so there's a opportunity to get a lot of people on, you know, throughout the year. But I like keeping in touch and seeing what everyone's doing, because people are busy and they are doing something. And, you know, they're out there trying to make a difference in our world today, which is so important for our young people. Not even so much for us as it is for those who's coming after us, like my grandchildren. I am the, well, great-grandma. I have my second great-grandchild.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations.
Thank you. He was born, what was it, January 24th. He's almost a month old already.
Oh, my gosh.
His name is Zedekiah. Yeah, he is so sweet. And last night, my brother, my baby brother's son had a son. His name is Maxwell. So this is my baby brother's first grandchild, you know, and the name
since
just last night.
Wow.
8 pounds, 8 ounces, 20 1/4 inches long. And I did say Maxwell, didn't I?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So a lot's going on. Babies are being born.
Exciting. That is hopeful and joyful and playful.
Yes,
not
it is.
Simple for mama, but
right.
Right. Children definitely keep things simple and real for all of us.
And it's sort of like making history, because 31 years have passed since the name Sims was given to another child, and so it's like history. her name is going to go on. Isn't that something?
That's amazing. That feels so good.
Yes, yes, it does feel good. It does feel good. So if you want to leave a message to those who are listening today, what would you, how would you inspire them for the new year?
Oh, man. Well, on the note of children and family and tradition, it brings my attention to ancestry and descendants and how this new generation, our descendants, are inspiring and encouraging us and really calling for us to be really good ancestors and building this culture of elderhood where we share wisdom, we support one another. And then, yeah, throughout the year, this partnership collaboration piece from the number two, that's what I would ask for us to turn our attention on.
Okay. Okay, we will be looking forward to hearing much more from you, Whitney Gurman. Thank you so much for your time today, and I will be calling on you again in the near future.
That sounds great. Thank you so much, and congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Whitney Gurman, everyone. And like she brought to our attention, it's Black History Month. There's going to be a Black History Read at the Marion Public Library, and this will take place February 28th. It begins at 3:30 to 5 p.m. So thank you for, well, look for that also, their announcements from the Marion Public Library. But thank you for listening to A Voice of a People Live with Linda Sims. I'll be on tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Don't forget, 2 o'clock with Dacia Wade. She will be doing expressions, not expressions, but End Time Ministries reveals, as in the days of Noah, she will be sharing with us. So, till next time, everybody, be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian and the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.